Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning, 64 degrees. A serial killer who went on a murder spree that left 10 women dead 35 years ago is set to be executed in Florida.
Bobby Joe Long is set to die by lethal injection Thursday night. His ex-wife recalled the man she describes as a monster on Wednesday, saying she agrees with the punishment. Cindy Brown says she and Long were childhood sweethearts who married after high school, but he became increasingly violent. After their divorce, Long terrorized the Tampa Bay area, committing dozens of rapes before killing 10 women during an 8-month span in 1984. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A series of meetings begin next week across Kansas discussing how to address bullying. Kansas Information Network's Nick Gosnell talked with Kansas Education Commissioner.
Dr. Randy Watson says both those committing bullying action and those being bullied need tools to learn how to not engage in such behavior.
From the person that bullies and how to address that issue, to the recipient of bullying and how to effectively deal with that, how to report that effectively, how to have resiliency. So it's all of the above. It's not I'm a victim and I need someone to solve it. Certainly we want to report it. We want it to cease.
The first meeting is Tuesday, May 28th in Clearwater. For a full schedule of meetings, go to ksde.org.
The government is increasing shelter capacity for migrants.
The Pentagon confirms it will build temporary shelters near the nation's border with Mexico, capable of housing at least 7,500 adult migrants held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Pentagon officials say Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan approved the project, but added the military will not operate the camps. The plan calls for the military to lend tents to the Department of Homeland Security, which will set them up in the Tucson and Yuma areas of Arizona, as well as 4 sites in Texas. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Members of Congress are hearing from Justice Department officials looking into how to prevent future interference in U.S. elections.
Hacking election systems is inevitable, and the real question is how the U.S. responds. That from Deputy Assistant Attorney General Adam Hickey. He appeared before a House panel Wednesday as they look at ways to prevent interference in the 2020 election.
If we undermine ourselves, the confidence in our system, we will be doing our adversaries' work for them.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller documented a broad effort by Russia to meddle in the 2016 election, and last month, FBI Director Christopher Wray said last November's midterms were a dress rehearsal for what he called the big show in 2020. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Memorial Day is seen as the unofficial start of summer and has become synonymous with trips to the beach and backyard barbecues. Often overlooked is the real reason behind the holiday, honoring the nation's fallen service members.
Originally called Decoration Day, Memorial Day began as an effort to honor Union soldiers who died during the Civil War. General John A. Logan called for the first National Decoration Day on May 30, 1868, which was marked by decorating the graves of fallen soldiers with flowers and flags. Over time, it became known as Memorial Day. In 1971, federal law changed the observance of the holiday to the last Monday in May, and extended the honor to all soldiers who have died in American wars. In December of 2000, Congress passed a law requiring Americans to pause at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day, remember and honor the fallen. So by saying nothing for a minute, you can honor the fallen this Memorial Day. Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military in our Salute to Service page. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The last thing we need is additional rainfall, but more flash flooding is going to be a concern later today, tonight, and into the weekend. A flash flood watch goes into effect. Also, the threat of severe weather increases this afternoon and evening with today's high 74. Heavy rainfall tonight down to 67. More storms Friday and 78. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Right now, a cloudy sky. We've got a northeast wind at 15 miles per hour and 64 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 8:35. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, the late notorious B.I.G. gets an intersection named in his honor.
On what would be his 47th birthday, rapper Biggie Smalls is honored with an intersection in Brooklyn. The location where he used to call home will be formally named Christopher Wallace Way after a ceremony next month. Biggie's mother and his children will be a part of the event June 10th. The rapper was murdered in a California drive-by shooting in 1997. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Musician Ice-T has some advice for Amazon.
Earlier this week, a man came to Ice-T's house and Ice-T almost shot him. The man turned out to be an Amazon delivery driver. The problem was he wasn't wearing a uniform. The Law and Order Special Victims Unit actor called out Amazon. In a tweet, he said, "Now that you have regular people making your home deliveries, maybe they should wear a vest with Amazon delivery on it. I almost shot an MF creeping up to my crib, just saying." Carol Zimmer, Fox News.
Actress Natalie Portman denies ever dating Moby, calling the musician creepy.
In a newly released memoir, musician Moby claims he and Natalie Portman dated in 2001, saying, "I was a bald binge drinker and Natalie Portman was a beautiful movie star, but here she was in my dressing room flirting with me." Portman tells Harper's Bazaar magazine she was 18 at the time, saying, "We only hung out a handful of times before I realized that this was an older man who was interested in me in a way that felt inappropriate." Moby taking to Instagram to insist they had a relationship, posting, "I completely respect Natalie's possible regret in dating me. To be fair, I would probably regret dating me too, but it doesn't alter the actual facts of our brief romantic history." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Ah, creepy.
Sounds complicated.
Yes.
The last run of a popular Netflix show gets its premiere date.
I'm Carol Zimmer. The final season of Orange is the New Black will drop on Friday, July 26th on Netflix. In the behind-the-scenes video, the cast sings the show's theme song.
The animals, the animals. Trot, trot, trot to the Cajun's full.
The Cajun's full.
The day is new.
Everyone is waiting, waiting on you.
Remember the 1990s teen drama Party of Five? It focused on a family dealing with life after the death of their parents. Now it's getting a reboot. The new version is about a Mexican-American family whose parents are deported. Ellen DeGeneres is sticking around. Ellen told her audience she's excited to announce she'll be doing her show for 3 more years. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
Game of Thrones has wrapped up on HBO, but some people liked it, some people did not like the finale. Well, add a National Football League star to the long list of those outraged Game of Thrones fans.
Plenty of Game of Thrones fans have been very critical about the final season of the HBO hit, especially fiery about the series finale. And among that litany of viewers, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
I love the show, and it was a great 10 years, but no.
Rodgers delivering those remarks after OTAs Tuesday, pointing to the fact that there were much better storylines for GOT to finish on. And this all came after breaking down his cameo in the second-to-last episode of the season, the Packers QB confirming he was neither the archer nor the man incinerated by Dragonfire in the penultimate episode, but in fact, the one by the bell tower. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And yet, some others are on the other side of this. Seinfeld star Jason Alexander defending the Game of Thrones finale.
Actor Jason Alexander, who played George Costanza on hit Seinfeld, weighing in on outrage over the end of HBO's Game of Thrones, tweeting, "Dear GOT Company, I know a little something about finales and disappointed fans. My advice, live in joy that you are part of something that moves people so. You were all magnificent. My family and I loved it all. Thanks." The 1998 finale of Seinfeld, which ran for 9 seasons, faced similar outrage from fans. A Change.org petition to remake the entire season 8 of Game of Thrones, surpassing over 1.4 million signatures. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
50 years ago on this day, The Who released their rock opera, Tommy. Tommy came out 50 years ago today. 25 years ago on this night on CBS, the series finale of Evening Shade.
I like that show.
Sitcom
with watch that.
Burt Reynolds and an all-star cast came to an end after 4 seasons. 25 years ago on this night.
What's that little guy's name? Mr. Styles?
Mm-hmm. The late Michael Jeter.
Yeah, he was hilarious.
He was very funny.
I love that guy.
Good cast.
Yeah.
Let's check in with the late night crew. Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
Queen Elizabeth today learned how to use a self-service checkout at a supermarket's 105th birthday celebration. Apparently, up until this point, she's just been shoplifting.
The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
Beto O'Rourke has fallen from 3rd place to 8th. Now Beto's asking experts how to get back up to 3rd. Meanwhile, Bill de Blasio is asking Beto how to get up to 8th. So...
And Conan O'Brien on TBS.
Bernie Sanders said he's going to crash Walmart's annual shareholders meeting in protest. Bernie Sanders is going to crash it, yeah. And yeah, this could be risky because the last time Bernie got close to a Walmart, they made him a greeter.
Oh, wow. And last night on ABC, an interesting experiment of sorts, live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons, with a cast from the year 2019 doing it live in front of a studio audience. Here's some of the action from that last night.
Is that all you can talk about? Whether a black man or a white man should be president?
Then what do you want to talk about, little girl?
Well, how about a woman president?
Oh, holy cow. Woman president?
Mr. Jefferson, this may come as a big surprise to you, but women are much more oppressed than blacks.
Well, I don't see no ghetto for women.
What do you call a kitchen?
I call it a prison.
Well, that sounds like it was pretty good.
Yeah, you had Woody Harrelson doing Archie Bunker. Marissa Tomei as Edith was great.
Was she really?
She was fantastic.
Wow. Okay.
And it also hit another high mark, I thought, when Jamie Foxx showed up as Mr. Jefferson from next door. That was really good stuff.
Hey, Jefferson, are you asking to come into my house?
No, Bunker. I wouldn't come in there, not even if you was on your hands and knees singing Mammy.
Hey, Jefferson, I don't blame your kid brother for leaving home. If I was your kid brother, I'd leave home, too.
If you was my brother, I'd cut my throat.
If I was your brother, I'd give you the knife.
Come on in, Pop. Save your breath, Lionel. I wouldn't come in there, even if he was the last white man on Earth.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx doing George Jefferson was tremendous.
Good. All right.
So that was some of the action last night for that event on ABC. Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving Wichita and the surrounding areas, and they'll get you fixed up if you have an appliance that needs serviced or repaired. Call Rachel or Terry. Make an appointment at 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
844, Steve and Ted. More refueling tankers on the way. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.